Yo, what's up, my guys, my gals? Welcome back. Everybody, go ahead, gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 698. Nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Going somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, to make sure everybody can reach out to the public, you know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now and sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror. Get right with you, and then come on outside and try to be somebody's friend or employee or whatnot. You know, you just want to make sure that you can spread some positive vibes out here, man, and combat all this negative stuff, man. Straight like that. It's a whole lot of negative going on out here, man. Goddamn. Got the hurricane. Excuse me. Got this fucking hurricane in Florida, in Southwest Florida. Got, it's, I guess they named it Ian, Hurricane Ian, or some shit like that. Looks like land on land. Looks like land, but that motherfucker, it's terror fucking rising, people, bro. Like, that shit is, it's got like 1 million people without power and shit, bro. That shit is not fucking somewhere you want to be flying to right now or from right now. If anything, people are probably hunkered down and shit. And I was already thinking, you know, I grew up thinking, like, you know, people in Florida would need, you know, just generators, you know what I mean? They would need generators, they would need spare water, they would need all of that stuff because of the tropic storms and everything. But this shit here is, this shit on a different level, bro. This shit on a whole nother level, man. Definitely is, bro. So, you know, prayers to all of those people down there and whatnot, you know what I mean? Because that shit fucking sucks. I don't live on a, you know, on a coast and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much in tornado land here in Illinois or whatever, but, you know, people be moving around and shit like that. Y'all know how people live. Look, y'all know how people doing shit, but they would know just a tad bit more about certain, areas or whatever and shit, man. But I mean, even here, you know, you get your floods and shit like that or whatever, but man, sucky, fucking sucky. I couldn't imagine being surrounded by all that doggone water and shit, man. Even on the west coast, the unpredictable ass, not the tremors, the earthquakes. It just seemed like they've been getting worse over the years and shit, and I've, you know, never really been drawn to move out that way or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But hell's yet up. But hell's yet up, man. Fucking, excuse me, BG. BG got denied a compassionate release again, and it looks as if he's just gonna have to go ahead and sit the rest of, you know, the time that he has to be in there out. He's just gonna have to, you know, muster up that shit and get on through it or whatever. Every time we hear about him possibly having a chance or whatever, it just seems like, you know, whomever's in charge of compassionate release, they get wind of everybody getting ready for him to come home and, you know, to spite the fans or, you know, whatever, they always decide against it. You know what I mean? They always decide against it. Honestly think of this because BG never, you know, he never really ratted out anybody else that was involved. It was just like he was caught for, you know, whatever he was caught for, and, you know, just, it's just no compassion. It's just no compassion, man. Just no compassion, man. Because everybody sure as hell wants him out, man. There's a lot of money out here for that man to come get. Not even like, you know, doing tours or no shit like that. I'm just, you know, I just want the guy to be out, you know, to experience the changes in technology, fucking cars and getting around and shit, and I mean, hell, even purchasing shit, bro. Like, we in an age where you can order something online and that shit come damn near the same day and shit if you, you know, if you pay that pretty penny. But dude, fucking show some compassion and shit, you know what I mean? But that's his punishment, though, you know what I mean? That's his punishment. That's his, that's what they're saying is fine to do. Fuck it, no arguing. I just can't keep being told no, though, man. Like, you know what I mean? And he's sitting there with the information that, you know, he refuses to give up or whatever, so, you know, they're definitely going to make him feel, they're going to make him feel his consequence, yo. Sucky shit. You don't know what he in jail for. Go look that shit up. Okay? You don't know what he in there for. Go look it up. Because BG, him and C-Murder, actually, like, they both seem like they finna have to finish out their time and shit, bro, behind bars. Bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. In other inmate news, though, Gunna is no longer being charged for violent acts. You know what I mean? And he also hasn't been named by a single witness yet. And I mean, that just, it just gives us a little bit more information on his actual involvement, because I mean, in my eyes, like, he kind of joined YSL a little later, whatever, and I didn't ever think that he was, you know, over there with them like that and shit. Like, you know, maybe if there was some type of street aspect, then I mean, like, bro, that shit was on them. Like, that shit was on their ass before the music or some shit. What can be proven right now, though, is someone has already been talking with authorities for at least, you know, 4 years. At least 4 years, you know. I'm being nice with that because, you know, they're saying, like, they've been watching these guys for at least 6-7 years. You know what I'm saying? So there has already been some cooperation going on and shit. So we really got to see how all that shit boils down and figure it out from there. Like, we'll just have to figure that shit out from there. First thing they try to do is say that he was trying to have people sneak shit in for him. And it's like, dog, why in the hell would he, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would, as soon as he get in there, why would he try to get right like that? Shit don't make no damn sense. If this doesn't work, this'll work. It's, you know what I mean? It's the same shit that they do on the YNW Millie. Like, they can't find anything super, super direct or whatever. Because if it was open shut, nigga, they would have no problem taking his black ass to court and charging him to the full extent of the law. All of this run around, play around bullshit, let's build our case while he's behind bars bullshit is whack. Shit is whack, nigga. Nigga caught him a little wave, had everybody fucking with him, and y'all just took that boy out his glow. You know what I'm saying? Snatched him out his motherfucking glow. Talking about something, he killed his friends. Prove it, bitch. Fucking prove it. Because that shit lame as fuck. Like, prove to me that he did. Make me believe the story that you telling about this person. Because I don't believe that shit. They all got out of, they was getting out of the hood. Like, it ain't no, there wasn't no reason. Everybody's wasted all this fucking time when he done sat there and told y'all it was a fucking drive-by shooting and ain't nobody been looking for nobody else who possibly could have been involved. You know what I mean? And at this moment where we at, it's been years. It's been years. Man, fuck with that damn boy career like that, man. That shit is crazy. Don't make no doggone sense. But this is where we are. This is where we are. people feel like LeBron slighted Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because of that, you know, the all-time Lakers starting five. You know what I mean? Like, it's just some, yeah. Whatever, though. Look, but whatever, though, man. We can have the sports argument all day and night, but, you know, people like who they like. Look, people like who they like, man. You know. I ain't saying if you got a boyfriend, it's okay to go like somebody. No, bitch. You know what I'm saying? As far as being a fan and, you know, fanning out over some of these things. I don't watch sports like that, so, you know. I don't think I could come up with a top five list or whatever. So I wouldn't care. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have cared. But anywho, it looks like we have, I don't know, what have we done? We have definitely crossed the threshold of the digital era now, especially by now. But another thing we've done is, you know, we've been holding platforms accountable and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So, with that said, it has been announced that Tory Lanez will be on The Breakfast Club tomorrow. I'm imagining that this is a pre-record and he's not going to be actually at the station when the episode airs. But I'm very interested in hearing what he has to say because he has been way too careful about not putting a lot of information out, not letting certain things that have been said get to him, like, to an extent. To a fucking extent. But, I mean, shit, other than that, man, I'm fucking nervous, really, because I can see that academics went on, and then, obviously, behind-the-scenes conversations happened, and they're now going to allow it, you know, him to come up or whatever. I remember very recently, like within the last 12 months, recent, I have heard The Breakfast Club voice frustration about Meg Thee Stallion and how she, you know, hasn't refused to go to The Breakfast Club, but she but she, you know, gets her side out. You know what I mean? She's been making sure that she went to other platforms or whatever, so much that, you know, within The Breakfast Club's tone, it sounded like, you know, they were just tired of trying to give her chances to come up on her own or whatever, you know. And if I'm not mistaken, they did try to reach out to her, but, I mean, I guess it just, at that time, I think the reason was it wasn't the right time, right then. But, I mean, shit, since then, she's, you know, done a bunch of little interviews or whatever and stuff, and she was just on the podcast, Carisha Please. We just don't be knowing. We just really don't know, whatever. It would have been some shit, though, if back then she actually would have got on or whatever and said what she was going to say then. Now, I just feel like a bunch of shit she be doing is reactionary. When if you're in the right or if you're sure of anything, like, you would be more, you would be more enthused to, you know, share the details of, you know, your truth. You know what I mean? But whatever, though. Fucking whatever, though, man. Motherfuckers gonna do what they do. They gonna believe what they believe and shit. And I guess that's the fuck that. That's the fuck that. He should have carried that ass up there, though. Straight up. Because then where we at now, maybe Tori wouldn't even feel like that was a safe place to go and shit. So by her not going or whatever, it just made him feel like, I mean, well, shit, these people, you know, they're a platform, they have a big audience or whatever. What's wrong with going over there? Shit like that. I'm trying to see if this nigga finna shoulder roll these questions, or is he finna, you know, kind of be honest, or, you know, can he hint at certain shit? Because a lot of stuff he really can't even say still. But don't go up there on some, you know, oh, I can't talk about that type shit. Don't do that. Very clearly, get us to understand that, you know, you aren't that type of person. Get us to understand how fucking fucked up this whole thing is and shit. Like, without, of course, spilling too many beans or whatever. But it's a fucking interview, man. So please don't. I'm guessing it's pre-recorded, but for the sake of, you know, us thinking it's live, let's say it's live. Bro, please do not go up there on some bullshit, man. Like, talk your shit, man. The next album called Sorry For What? That motherfucker dropped Friday and shit. Like, yeah, bro, he's trying to reach out to motherfuckers. And no lie, I want to see how fast his shit does a million views. I'm smoking ice cream cake today. Anywho, I'm still kind of sifting through academics to sit down as well. I ain't really had no time to sit down and do anything, actually. I've been putting together the footage and pictures of my cousin's wedding and shit, so, you know, that's what has been eating up the time. That and, you know, just getting these kids ready for their fall break. There's a lot that they want to do. So, we're going to need money to do those things. You know what I mean? Ain't shit free. Especially stuff for kids. Like, not that much is free for them to, like, just go do and shit. You can't really send your kids to the park anymore. I mean, shit, it's kind of chilly outside anyway, so I wouldn't do that to them anyway. But there's really no activities that I find safe enough here for them to go join in or whatever. And it's just probably the neighborhood or whatever. It's always good to, you know, get everyone out of the house, take a drive, and, you know, just stretch our legs a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I like that. Look, I like that. Shit is awesome. Look, shit is awesome. What else? What else? It's other things we can get into, man. Other shit, man. Other nice, decent news or whatever. Kalan, for real. Kalan for real. I think that's his name and shit, because it was a two for real day out there in, like, Compton and shit like that or whatever. But he donated $20,000 to the Compton School District, and I think that's probably, like, what he was able to do right now and shit. Obviously, you know, if he had more, he'd give more and shit, but it's something, and it shows people, you know, what side of the fence you on as far as giving back to the community. Now, if anyone does have a problem with it or whatever, they ask, is just gonna say some shit like, well, you know, do something for the people, the regular people, regular working class people that are there that are struggling. He helps them out, and they're gonna say, well, you ain't helped the homeless. And it's like, motherfucker, I can't win for losing and shit. Like, that shit don't make no doggone sense. No doggone sense. Straight up. So salute to him for at least motherfucking trying. There are a lot of artists out there who are very fucking selfish, man. Very, very selfish. Other artists out there, they're quiet. You know, they support, they put on, they, you know, look out for people or whatever, and it doesn't get talked about. You know what I mean? Like, they can be a very, very popular popping rapper, but, you know, they will share in silence. You know what I mean? They share anything. Won't nobody know about it. They help anybody out. They don't want the internet validation and shit. You know, they don't care about people making a big deal of, you know, the stuff that they got going on or whatever and shit. They just help, do what they can, and keep that shit pushing. That's decent. You know what I mean? That's a decent way to go about shit. So I'm fucking with it. Need to be a lot more of that shit too. A way artists can give back to those less fortunate or those on the come up or whatever. It's like a lot of people, you know, yeah, they're going live more often now and shit, but they're not really, ain't nobody really saying anything. You know what I mean? Like, look at everybody's live and shit. Like, they have to pretend like, you know, they're having such level of fun or they are, you know, just fronting. You know what I mean? They'll front. They'll front a lot and shit. Like, anybody. The Instagram models, the actresses, they're not going live to explain to people how, you know, they could, you know what I mean, potentially, you know, be in their field and shit. They don't want to tell nobody how to cross that threshold or whatever. And that shit is crazy. Look, that shit is just crazy, man. It doesn't make any sense. Everybody live and everyone wants to be told they're pretty or, you know, told that they look good or some shit like that. Or, you know what I mean, they're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong. You're supposed to share game and shit like that. Fucking with all these features getting added to these social media platforms or whatever, you'd think, you know, someone would be thinking about some type of unity. But in a lot of cases, bro, motherfuckers are just selfish, man. You know what I mean? People just selfish. They have selfish natures about them and stuff like that. They want to keep all the know-how to themselves and whatnot, bro, but that ain't going to put enough of us in the building, man. That's not going to put enough of us in the building. People be getting famous for nothing. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm just living my life. Yeah, well, you know, quite the life. Look, quite the life. When you have to make sure that, you know, shit is a certain way and all of this here and that, man. Meh. Whatever, though. Lolo, whatever, though. What else? We can get into some other little shit, bro. I feel like YouTube is being petty with creators. They will, of course, they'll watch you. I mean, you know, all of YouTube watches, you know, to the best of their knowledge, a bunch of content that goes on their platform. People that work for YouTube already know the guidelines, you know what I'm saying, pretty much by heart or whatever. And, and like, they'll see that someone's coming up. Bitch, if I'm doing a live and I, you know, mistakenly play something or whatever, and it's literally a fraction of a second of audio or, you know, a video or whatever and shit, they'll crack down on you. They'll crack the fuck down on you, bro, and it could be an honest to God mistake. Within the video, you can just be like, oh, okay, my bad, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? And actually apologize in that moment. They'll allow you to put the video up. They won't monetize that shit. And you'll get a strike. So I didn't make no money off of this shit. And I am now a strike closer to having everything taken away from me. Okay, gotcha. They done took down my radio's motherfucking YouTube channel, bro. And now Millie is on this other fucking YouTube channel, Mob's World and shit, until next week. Because YouTube, I guess, wants to make sure that what she's saying either isn't so or is said in such a way that, you know, they have to get it away from everybody and shit. Didn't make no doggone sense, bro. She's, like, she be cooling. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just talking the shit and giving us the info that we motherfuckers need or whatever, keeping everybody up to date, being entertaining and stuff. And, like, why pick on her and shit? There are other outlets. There are other, YouTube channels who talk about the same stuff in a way more disrespectful manner. Like, they personalize that shit way too much and shit. It's not even about letting the people know about something and then telling them to decide how they feel about it whilst giving your two cents about it. You know what I mean? Like, people be fucking telling people what to do and shit like that. Like, they niggas weaponize your audience, man, and that shit is not cool, yo. Like, it's just not. Wouldn't ever be. That shit would never be cool, bro. Like, motherfuckers could just get money. Niggas should just get money, bro. But no, they want to, you know, make it seem like, oh yeah, this person's content is so vulgar that, you know what I mean? It needs fucking age of consent disclaimers and shit. I gotta put warnings up and stuff like that. Got all of this. Are you sure? Are you sure? Shit, but not one ad. Not one motherfucking ad. That shit crazy. It's just crazy. What else? What the hell else, man? Yeah, free Mob's World, bro. It's not fair when that can happen. You know what I'm saying? That shit's not fair, yo. Like, cause you're tilting the scales and shit first. So now for all these days, certain people who aren't going to go dig deeper and figure out I got another YouTube channel, they are just asked out until, you know, they hear through the grapevine that I'm back at it, or I'm back to work, you know, over here. I'm doing this over here now. And that shit's lame as shit. Fucking for days, motherfuckers gonna think ain't nothing shaking. Then you give her the damn channel back. What if every video gone? Then you still gonna have to wait for her to do something new and shit. And that shit, big fucking waste of time. Big waste of time. Yeah, it don't feel like, you know, nobody should be doing that shit. It's lame. Look, it's lame. What else could we jump into that I was thinking about? I don't know. I know tomorrow I'm watching 60 Days In. I'm watching that shit live. I'm putting me some time aside. I'm watching that shit, man. Tonight I know I'm gonna finish a couple interviews or whatever and shit. But shit, other than that, look, shit, other than that, I'm getting ready, man. I'm getting ready for this season to change. I'm getting ready for, you know, the end of this year, bro. Like, y'all gonna. We're going to be here through some things, man. Lord willing. Lord willing, we're going to be here through some shit, bro. So prepare to hear me complaining about, you know, buying Christmas presents in you know, next month, in October and shit. Like, the fuck? I do see that, you know, I haven't uploaded anything to YouTube yet or whatever, but it's because I am disputing the 4,000 hours you must have shit, because that's bullshit. The only way to get that is if, you know, I don't want to say if you white, but that's, you know, because that's stupid. There are black people who are monetized, duh. But it kind of feels like certain types of creators don't get pushed. Like, just don't get pushed. Because what I'm supposed to do, just wait for the influx of people? Like, gradually growing is good. That's fine. I've already been doing that. But again, I'm still seeing people explode overnight or start some shit in the week, and, you know, they're already referred to me by YouTube and shit. So, you know, if people are, you know, putting a little bit more money into their shit, then, like I was saying last month, you can go ahead and put some more funds into promo. Since not enough people are talking about it, hey, maybe y'all listen to me in the quiet. You know what I'm saying? Maybe y'all like the ops. Y'all tune in because, you know, this shit's good. But fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Anywho. Let me run to the bathroom real quick. Come back and knock the rest of this shit out. You know what I mean? Talk about some gangster shit or whatever. Fuck. Yeah, I'll be right back. So don't nobody move and won't nobody get hurt, yo. I'll be right back.
Hello everyone, Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try like that or something, man. Try like that. If you're just tuning in, man, thank you. I appreciate that, man. You might want to go back a little bit, because you probably missed a little bit of something. You probably missed a couple things. But other than that, we in here. We in here. let's get back to it. Let's get back to it, man. Motherfucking Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes was on with Vlad TV, and he's been talking, like, super cryptic. Like, he's been hinting at shit, saying certain things, and, you know, insinuating shit, bro. And y'all know how Vlad does. He put out these fucky-ass two-minute bitch-ass clips that we, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you can pay for the Patreon or whatever the fuck it is, a membership, you know, whatever these people be advertising and shit. You'll get the interview earlier than everybody. Other than that, it's going to be another month before he, you know, drops the full interview and shit. Excuse me. Matt Barnes is, he's saying that he changed his view on the Coach Udoka cheating scandal because he, you know, obviously he would know more than us or whatever, but he said that he found out who he was cheating with. He knows who he was cheating with, so that's why he changed his stance. And also he said that there's more to come out about the whole little scandal shit or whatever and shit, because obviously it's bad. Of course it's bad, but it was when Matt said that once everything comes out, he'll be lucky to ever coach again. That kind of stuck out like a sore thumb, and I was just like, dude, what the fuck did he do? Who the fuck did he do it with? Like, dude, this man, boy oh boy. I gotta see if it's actually somebody's fucking mom or some shit, bro. Like, what the hell? Like,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. I don't know why everyone's all in anyone's bedroom business and stuff like that, bro, because that shit really shouldn't be no topic of conversation or whatever. But going forward, man, you know, here we are, do a little bit better to stay away from the bullshit conversations and not try to cover so much trash or whatever, because, you know, you go to some of these platforms, And you just look around, you see what's being said, you listen to the fans, you kind of hear people's point of view when they cover it or whatever, but man, come on, man. We really could do with a lot less, you know what I mean? We can do with a lot less of that shit, bro. It's lame. Look, it's lame. Really is, because if anything, motherfucker wants somebody to know they cheated for the embarrassment, or to, you know, humiliate somebody, or try to stir up some shit at home. But y'all just seen that shit ain't work with Adam Levine. Like, they still going fucking strong. Hey, man, y'all ain't shake shit. Y'all didn't shake a thing. But you know, if y'all feel like it was worth having those conversations and clicks and engagements and shit like that, please go right ahead, find your next little piece of news. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Shit crazy, bro. But you know, this is just where we are. This is where we at, bro. Welcome to the end of 2022. Please be prepared for 2023, because that's exactly where we headed, Lord willing. And, man, with how disrespectful this year has been, what are we to expect from a next year? Like, motherfuckers is, you know, they gonna be all over disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't gonna be nobody's nothing. That's gonna be unmentionable and shit. So, you know, anti-who. I couldn't find my damn size in a Golf LaFleur's 2s. It's they're Converse, some Chucks. But I'm still looking. I know that the fucking resale on the thing is going to be crazy, so I'm trying to, like, you know, get in where I fit in with that shit, bro. Because I'm sure missing out on some shit. You know, just that. Look, just that. Y'all seen Barbarians? That shit crazy. The twist was, like, what, you know, I ain't gonna give up too much or whatever, but, man, it gave me some type of hope, bro. Like, hey, man, these horror movies is, you know, they're, some of them are, you know, shaping up to be something. Some of them are shaping up to be something, bro, straight up. Well, I'm gonna let y'all see it, and then I'm gonna come back, so. I'll come back to that shit. That's worth the convo. That's worth the convo, yeah. People are mad that DaBaby found a Megan Thee Stallion lookalike to use in his Boogeyman video. Everybody is, you know, they still giving him hell for saying the things that he said and shit, you know what I mean? People are misinterpreting, too, because I don't know if they listening too fast or what. But it's people who think that DaBaby kind of, you know, outed Tory Lanez or whatever. But if you listen to the song all the way, you know, you can clearly hear that, you know, his choice of words were, you know, they were perfect. Like, he didn't, you know what I mean, he didn't say anything that, you know, we didn't know or whatever, except for the fact that, you know, him and Meg was bumping uglies. I mean, shit, dude, like, it's almost Halloween, so I'm guessing that's probably why a nigga choose the Boogeyman theme and shit like that, right? But you'd be surprised what inspires niggas and shit, you know what I mean? And of course, just like how history shows us, someone would think that, you know, you stole their idea or came up with the same thing as them or whatever and shit. Like, but it's whatever. One thing we could probably blame that on, though, is the engineers or the producers who pretty much reach out to artists like, hey, man, you know, do something to this, or, you know what I'm saying? When people fuck around and think that's their opportunity or whatever, they will you know, be unknowingly making a fucking reference track for somebody the hell else. You know what I mean? Then I'll just be questioning, like, well, bro, why the fuck even try to, you know, play with people like that? Like, you're giving them an opportunity, but you really ain't in shit. You're just gonna take that, you know, the skeleton of the song. You're gonna take that little sample and you're gonna run it back to somebody with a bigger name, bigger following, who can pretty much do the same thing, just change it up a little bit and shit. Like, y'all asses is, you know, right in the middle of that shit. So y'all just gotta want to do better. Gotta want to do better and shit. Or just keep, you know, getting over on these dumbass artists. I mean, shit. You do what y'all want to do. Look, y'all gonna do what y'all want to do. In other news, in other fucking news, we could talk about 50 Cent, man, and this freaking, the 40th damn show that he's gonna have on TV. he's previewed a new trailer for this series called, I think it's called Unsolved Hip-Hop Homicides. Might be butchering the name, but, I mean, it looks good. You're gonna be looking at some unsolved hip hop murders and shit like that. Niggas can't fuck with him. Not right now. Right now, he is, you know, pinnacle of television entertainment or whatever. And, you know, be it just now or just because it's only happening now or whatever, nigga, hey, I don't give a fuck. What point in time? Think about it. When he was making music, nigga, his albums was selling really good. It was like he knew what the people wanted. Every show this nigga put out, it's going to be fucking gold or, you know, just worth the watch. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be worth the watch. And they're all good. Like he ain't getting really no bad reviews and shit like that. You know what I mean? He's got this gangsta universe on screen right now. And it'd be wise to work with him. It would be really, really wise to work with him. You already know last week was talking about him, like, leaving Stars and shit like that. You don't think they finna drop that back? Even if there is a bidding war, like, he might fuck around and give him one more shot because it's where everybody's been and shit. But I'll be really surprised if he Dave Chappelle's and takes the audience with him wherever the fuck he goes. That shit gonna be raw shit. Like, I'm sure waiting on it, cause whatever he decides to do with, you know, his entities and projects and shit, the people gonna support it. I'm just you know, eager to see where he decides to take everything. You ain't just you know, you ain't just getting what he got. Nigga, y'all got the opportunity to get the potential shit that he could put out, nigga. Ain't no telling what's possible. Just look at some of the stories he's already put out. Shit finna be raw. Shit finna be raw, man. Straight up, man. Two men in connection with the robbery of Bishop Whitehead are in custody now. They've been arrested. they will have their day in court, and ain't that something? Ain't that fucking something? I kind of owe the guy an apology, because I ain't gonna lie, I thought he had something to do with that shit. I was still, you know, there's still a chance for him to be mentioned as having a hand in this, you know, if one of these two guys suggests it. If they fucking say that the bishop wanted them to do it, you know, and told him the time and set it all up and shit, like, this shit could go left. I'm dead serious, bro. Like, what the fuck y'all gonna do when you find out, not I was right, but that he would do something like that? Like, man, that's crazy. But yep, they show caught up to their asses, and, you know, we'll just have to see how that shit fares out. We gotta see how that shit fares out, man. Fuck else. What the fuck else, man? There's a bunch of shit that was going on and shit that I can can't really think of everything at once. Snoop Dogg, Gordon Ramsay, they getting ready to do something together. Man. And it might be, it might be fucking worth it. They gonna open up this restaurant, go into business together. I want to see what they gonna come up with. That shit might be decent. Look, that shit might be decent, bro. But hell's yeah, though. What the fuck is today? Today was a day. One of them, you know, stuck in the loop-ass days. Stuck in the motherfucking loop-ass day, bro. Like, break free type shit. You gotta break free. Shake that one shit off of you. And thanks. You dig? Just to make sure you keeping your sanity and stuff. You know what I mean? I'm still smoking ice cream cake today. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It has been good. I mean, taste, look, smell, all that shit, bro. Today is a motherfucking... It's one of them days, man. Where it's fucking bullshit going on, man. Bullshit. Like, chatter online and shit like that. Bullshit on TV or whatever. But then you hear that Coolio... Motherfucking Mr. Fantastic Voyage, Mr. Motherfucking Gangsta's Paradise, Mr. Motherfucking Keenan and Kale intro. Passed away, age fucking 59, man. Rest in peace, Loke. Like, we all gonna see him in Gangsta's Paradise. Like, that shit is just crazy, bro. Cause of death ain't really, you know, like, give no fuck about that there and shit. It's just, you know, hip hop took another hit. We done lost another one. Motherfucker. And Coolio, you know, he came in the game doing his damn thing. Stayed himself, you know what I'm saying? Worked with who he wanted to work with. Again, did the intro to Keenan and Kel. And that shit, you know, pretty much. You know, that show, bro. That and all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and his guest appearances on Throughout Life and shit, bro. Like, motherfuckers fucked with Coolio, bro. Brother tried to switch it over to get into the TV, the reality TV show lane and shit. It seems like it didn't really fare out how things are nowadays or whatever, but yeah, bro, what the fuck, man? This nigga had the theme song for Dangerous Minds. Motherfucking Michelle Pfeiffer, nigga, like, the nigga he was plugged in, he had plugs and shit, bro. He knew people in the game and shit. I've been alive quite some time, and I can tell you that this man had fucking influence over the game at a certain point in time. Everybody has their fucking moment. Fashion changes, music changes. We get it. I synced it. But yeah though. This shit is weird. Because if you think about it, man, I mean, we all, you know, somewhat, if you're born and you live in your life or whatever, fuck, you do have an expiration date. Don't nobody know when that is. But one thing I ain't finna harp on is the motherfucking cause of death. That shit ain't finna be that important. And it ain't shit. Look, and it ain't. But hell's yeah. Hell's yeah though, man. Fuck. Blow my fucking mind, man. You know, I just heard a fat bastard called the pioneers of hip-hop, Dusty.
like just the, it, like it, like when you hear the arrogance in that statement and shit, bro, like, you know what I mean? You're just like, bro, like, not even a how dare you. It's a, really, to me, depending on who be saying shit like that, it's a, who is you? The fuck is you? Who in the fuck is you? Motherfucker making, making, those rash ass statements. Dead ass, bro. Let's move on a bit, I guess, you know, because there is other, there's other stuff, you know what I mean? I can talk about some. It probably won't be a little, no more happier than that, though, and shit, you know what I'm saying? Biden, your president, Biden, he used to approve, like, another $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, and I feel like we're going to be broke. We're gonna be broke as hell by the time a motherfucker want war with us. We're gonna be broke. There ain't gonna be no nothing to, there ain't gonna be no nothing for anything and shit. And for a country that's so in debt, we sure give away a lot of fucking money. We sure is helpful and shit when this motherfucking veterans that fought for this country, niggas don't even get they motherfucking the checks that, you know, they're deserved and shit. Either they didn't go through the process of, you know, going about receiving those funds, or they do get the check and motherfuckers is still on the street looking crazy and shit. Like, that's, it's certain things I don't be understanding. I don't really speak on military politics and all of that shit. Like, I'll see what's going on. And, you know, I put my little 2 cents on it, bro, because it just don't make no damn sense. Like, we giving away billions of dollars this year. We've given away billions this year. And there are still broke people. Homeless and shit. It takes millions to fix the homeless problem. Like, straight up. Especially if I'm off. Like, a lot of the homeless are not unwilling, so they will fucking, you know, they'll work. You know what I'm saying? They asses are fucking work. But man, look, but man. Anywho, look, anywho, just shit to think about. Look, shit to think about. It's been quite the week. Look, it's been quite the week. Yeah, yeah. Diddy. P. Diddy is being sued by a woman who is said to be his late baby mama, Kim Porter's niece, for being wrongfully terminated. If I was him, just handle that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just handle that shit. You ain't even gotta, you ain't even gotta, you know, you ain't gotta say much, one. And two, shit, you just want, you don't want that conversation to prolong and shit, you know what I mean? I mean, hell, if you know the young lady or whatever, shit, you don't break her up, bro. Like, you see what they doing before you coming for money. Okay, here, take it. You're not going to hire her back. You know what I mean? How can you trust somebody like that who done named you in a lawsuit and some old shit? Like, nah, bro, like, yeah, she let her shoot herself in the foot, you know, and yeah. Motherfucking yeah. What else, man? Because I think we didn't already got into the Tory Lanez Breakfast Club thing. We could talk about Cuz being back from his honeymoon and shit. Like, they seemed like they enjoyed themselves, bro. Like, they both look refreshed in the face and shit like that, bro. Like, I guess that water was some, so. You know, I'm going to have to look the place up, check them out myself and shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm really just hoping a motherfucker can do that around that time and shit, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be able to, you know, do some little shit with motherfuckers and keep that shit, you know, keep it copacetic. Keep this shit cohesive and whatnot. Because, keep in mind, he was just married. So, they're in their, this is the early stages, you know. These are the early stages and shit. This is the time where it does feel good. This is when the shit matters. You know what I'm saying? You lay the groundwork for how it's going to be. So, very, very fucking proud. They look very, very proud, bro. Like I said, they both look like they just, you know, ready to continue their lives together. Hell yeah. There are a lot of curious fans who feel like Frank Ocean may be dropping some music soon. They are basing this on the fact that he wiped his Instagram clean and no more posts or whatever, making room or whatever for a new wave of some new shit or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? So yeah, fans are just guessing. They think something's gonna happen. Shit, it could be like, I don't know, maybe he was just gonna log off or lost a bet or some shit. Said he lost a bet. But yeah, it feels like we're at the time of the year where a Weeknd would announce something soon or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of these R&B niggas, would somebody drop some shit. You know what I mean? Like, we need somebody to step up. Women been killing this year. Niggas can't tell me the dudes ran something. Niggas ain't even run shit. Niggas ran their mouth. Niggas came out, did they shit, you know what I'm saying? But after that, nigga, all right, Lennox dropped a couple times this year. Niggas TV kicking ass, bro. It's some shit. I swear it's some shit. Anywho. If he does drop, we'll be here to cover it and all of that stuff. Give it the push that it needs, you know what I mean? American Horror Story, New York. American Horror Story, New York City. Shit drops next month. Can't wait. Simply fucking put, can't wait. They did satisfy me with the, what was it, like 6 or 7 episodes of American Horror Stories. The little bite-sized episodes and shit. Them was good. Them was good. Some of them was good. I didn't really like that, I didn't really like that necro one. That shit was nasty. Fucking necrophilia. Fucking necrophilia. But yeah. It feels like it's about that time. So it'll come out on the 19th next month. You know, days before Halloween and shit, bro. I still don't really know what cover arts I'm going to be using, because for years, like I said, I've just been keeping up with the times and, you know, making them relatable to the season that we're in, or, you know what I mean, whatever we just heard or whatever shit. It's a lot of new scary movies. I fuck around and use some of them bitches. I think last year, I think I actually used Antlers because that was new too then, but you know, they wasn't really tripping because it wasn't the full picture and shit, so I actually slid away with that one. What else, man? Fuck else, man. There was stuff to talk about. It was things, wasn't it? Oh yeah, they have identified a few people who have something to do with the death, well, actually the murder of PNB Rock. Well now, yeah, it seems like, the word is out, you know what I mean? The word is out. They have in custody a 17-year-old, other outlets are reporting that a stepmom was involved, but they are actively looking for the father. The father. He's on the run. This guy named fucking Freddie. Freddie Tron and shit. And they on his ass. You know what I mean? They on his motherfucking heels, bro. The son, though, who was the one who actually pulled the trigger or whatever. The niggas is still going to be questioning, you know, how involved motherfuckers was, bro. Like, it's going to be questions that need answers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, hopefully motherfuckers get that shit together, because it was quite the quick turnaround for them to, you know, catch anybody or, you know, have any inkling of who did what and when, where, why and shit. I feel like let these people be the ones who are guilty of that shit, right? Like, how dumb are y'all? Like, how fucking dumb is y'all, bro? Because y'all niggas ain't get away with shit. You niggas got away for a week and, you know, obviously wasn't the smartest bunch, because I mean, y'all did even some of the shit on camera. All the police had to do was look at the damn cameras and shit. Well, nothing but an outside shot. You know what I mean? That shit crazy. It was a very, very dumb decision to make. Very dumb decision to make. To try to take anything from anybody. Especially with force like that and shit. Like, yeah. Anywho. I don't know. I think I might have said enough today. I think I might have said enough today, man. So I'm going to get up out of here and shit, man. So if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit, man. I will be back in the next couple of days. Make sure y'all slide back, too. Day one's today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dap the doorman, tip the waitress, wipe your feet before you come in the crib, all that good shit. I'll be back. Y'all ain't gonna miss me. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on some damn work. Go find you something to fucking do. Go find you somewhere to be. Why don't you go rap? Why don't you go rap? ain't nobody listening to you, though. All right, y'all. I'm gone. Yep.